A report out this week finds that Shell Oil Company routinely paid militants in Nigeria's oil-rich Niger Delta during a decade of killings and rampant environmental destruction. The study also charges that Shell Oil is complicit with the Nigerian government in the systematic killing and torture of local residents. Counting the Cost is the report, and it's released by the NGO Platform, a UK-based oil industry watchdog. We're joined now from London by its author, Ben Amunwa. Welcome to FSRN.
Thank you.
Let's get to some of the specifics. The report says that Shell funded or supported militants. What groups are these, and what examples do you have?
Okay, so what this report reveals is that Shell has continued to play an active role in human rights abuses perpetrated by government soldiers who are stationed alongside a lot of Shell's facilities, oil wells and flow stations, and who also escort Shell employees on a regular basis into local communities. But Shell has also been paying contracts and cash payments to armed militant groups in a number of cases, including in the town of Rumwekpe, a town which basically, if you go there today, I mean, it's a ghost town. It's completely burned down, destroyed. Thousands of people have been displaced from the town, and it's estimated that 60 people at least have been killed in the violence that lasted between 2005 and 2008. Now, on a daily basis in that period, between 2005 and 2008, Shell was not only visiting the community with armed escorts from the Nigerian military, but they were also paying armed groups to facilitate Shell's access to its own infrastructure. And essentially, Shell paid both sides in this conflict. It didn't choose just one side. It paid contracts out to both of the sort of warring factions in Rumwekpe, and therefore it exacerbated the conflict.
Now, over the years, Shell has received a lot of negative attention. You paint the picture of their involvement in the area since the 1930s and also abuses in the 1990s continuing. Lawsuits have been filed. In 2009, the company did settle a suit alleging the murder of activists in the Niger Delta, including Ken Sarawiwa, for about $15 million. Now, the company created a community development program, and their website says the company contributed $161 million to Niger Delta's development commission to help, quote, social and economic development challenges. What did you find about these kind of efforts from Shell?
Often, what Shell will do is it will pay its resources and attention to the groups and the communities who threaten them the most, the groups who have the most arms, the groups who are most vocal and powerful, and often these will be armed militants. And so the money that's meant for community development ends up actually undermining security, development, and peace in the region.
Well, it's not just your report released this week, but the UN's recent report looked at ecological impacts of oil spills in Ogoni, mentioning Shell in particular, saying Shell operated in Nigeria below international standards and failed to clean up heavily contaminated sites. What's next in this effort to monitor Shell's activities in the region and to protect human rights and to push for environmental cleanup?
Well, I think, first of all, these issues have to be tackled at their roots. I mean, in every community featured in our report, it's not only the killings, torture, and cruel and inhumane degrading treatment that has been meted out that's the problem. It's also, in the background, an enormous legacy of environmental pollution. There's not one community that I visited that did not have a decades-long lawsuit or issues with pollution that, you know, date back sometimes 30 to 40 years, pollution that hasn't been cleaned up, oil spills that are ongoing, gas flaring which continues on a daily basis. These types of environmentally devastating abuses are going on today with impunity, and we have to see an end to that. I mean, it's the pollution that triggers protest, that shows openly that the companies and the government have a complete disregard for local communities and their rights, And until that issue is tackled, I don't think we're going to see much progress.
Ben Amunwa is researcher with the Oil Industry Watchdog Platform. You can find a link to the report, Counting the Cost, 10 Years of Shell Oil's Role in Nigeria, on our website, fsrn.org.